content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
that's your problem.
Hey everybody, how you doing? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very much. We hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are having the most fortunate day. So it's great to have this energy exchange with you as always. As you can see, we have another great guest here for us, Sean Morgan, which many of you have seen time and time again. For those who haven't, we'll give you a quick snapshot of who he is in just a moment. I do want to remind everybody, when you are watching this right now on YouTube, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. That's right there, that red button there. And like, comment, and share, and helps the world go around, helps us get these amazing guests on here and share their content. Also,
and very support them too.
Yeah, absolutely. And it also too, don't forget that notification bell, because that's how you're going to know when we put stuff up here. Otherwise, you'll just be hearing a third party. So it'd be good to get you there. Oh, also want to let you know too is thank you. The growth of the channel is going great because of you. Just, we're so grateful for that. There's a lot of questions that you have for our guests. And so instead of us being able to try to find them through different sources like YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, we put together an email for you. It's askspirituallyraw@gmail.com. And all you have to do is just type in that email, whoever you want to ask the question of, whichever guest, and just write the question, and you know, be a lot easier for us to get that out for you, okay?
Absolutely.
Yep, did I do that all right?
Perfect.
All right, cool.
Welcome, Sean. Feels like we haven't seen you in forever. 1 week makes a big difference. In today's world, 1 week is like, you know, equivalent to like 3 months of, you know, information and news that's going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and for those of you just seeing Sean for the first time, Sean is our Q Corner resident expert here, who fills us in on what's going on the Q boards and, you know, keeps us up to date on what's going on. You know, like anything else in life, you take what you want, you throw the rest away, but this is great knowledge and, you know, great stuff for you to wrap your head around, and he's been able to break it down very simple for us. So this is Sean Morgan, and at the end, he'll let us know how we can get a hold of him, and I'll let you kind of get going, brother. Anything going on new on the boards today? Or within this last period?
Yeah, there is a lot going on, actually. Q's was silent for a period of time, and then he came back posting a lot. And so I could read the latest post for you. I think it's
love to hear it.
It really speaks to what's going on right now, because this is unprecedented. Twitter has actually announced that they are going to remove 150,000 accounts related to QAnon on Twitter. And by the way, these are all people who are probably going to vote for Trump. So it's basically purging Twitter of Trump supporters right before the election. So it's unbelievable, this type of it's really against the freedom of speech, because none of these people did anything illegal. There's no claim that they did anything illegal. It's just, hey, if it's related to QAnon, we're getting rid of it. So that's how scared big tech is of this QAnon message. And so the way actually this purge started is pretty interesting, because there's a celebrity named Chrissy Teigen, and she's married to John Legend. And both of those celebrities have been on the Lolita Express to Epstein's Island, Little St. James. And this is where there were things going on, nefarious activities underground, an underground layer. And we have security footage of that. The Q is posted on the boards. And so, I mean, it's public knowledge. Chrissy Teigen went to Epstein Island. Epstein has been arrested and died, but he was arrested two times for sex trafficking. His madam, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell, was recently arrested for sex trafficking. So there's no doubt there was sex trafficking going on. And Chrissy Teigen was, you know, she was at that same place. You know, we don't know if she did anything wrong, but a lot of people are asking her questions about it on Twitter. Especially since she has deleted 40,000 tweets that she made inappropriate comments sexualizing children and infants.
Wow.
I was just going to say that.
She deleted 48,000 tweets. Not all of them were inappropriate about children, but many of them were.
Yeah.
And she made comments about cannibalism, supposedly as a joke, you know,
comments sexualize.
sexualizing children and infants supposedly as a joke, but to me that's not funny. And mm-hmm. there's probably a reason why she deleted those tweets. She doesn't want people to know that that's, you know, she was connected to a sex trafficker and these are the things on her mind.
And she also, did you see the one, Sean, where she talked about the pizza party?
Yeah, exactly. She said she woke up with pizza on her chest and ranch dressing.
On her face. Like that.
Disgusting.
Yes. And then she said something about going, she keeps mentioning going to jail because she loves pizza.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so for those of you who don't know, pizza is a known pedophile code word. And so every time a person says pizza, it doesn't mean that they're doing a code, but when they say they're going to jail for eating pizza, when they wake up with pizza on their chest, and this is a person who's been to a sex trafficking island, you know, it makes you wonder. And so a lot of these QAnon supporters have been, you know, posting screenshots of all of her nasty tweets, you know, and basically she's like, Twitter, if you don't do something about all these QAnon people harassing me, then I'm quitting Twitter. And then Twitter kind of used that as an excuse. But actually all the mainstream media is really heating up. There's a lot of hit pieces against QAnon. Remember, all QAnon is this board on the internet where this anonymous person or group is posting information. It's nothing, like, it's not trying to get people to be violent or not encouraging them to harass anyone. It's just basically, hey, look into this, research it for yourself, see what you think, kind of thing.
Sean, how is Q reacting to all this, all the mainstream media press, these things about the social media being shut down? Has Q given any direction, any type of thoughts behind it?
Yeah, all of this is expected. So I can read the latest Q post to help everyone understand where Q stands on this and how he's communicating about this. So here's the latest post. Many thousands of MSDNC direct attacks. So MSDNC stands for, you know, the mainstream media that's in cahoots with the Democratic National Committee. Many thousands of MSDNC direct attacks have failed to control the reach and sway opinion and prevent growth and free thought. When direct attacks, use of inserts, fail, censorship, ban deployed as aggressive method to slow and limit growth, the next thing that will happen will be more acts of violence frame-ups, so trying to frame Q supporters as violent when in fact they're not. Controlled information dissemination system designed to control you is threatened. If you pose no threat, reach and topics to their control of information dominance, they would not continue to expend ammunition. They would not care. QAnon is the number two attack topic after Trump. And all of this effort for a conspiracy? This is information warfare and this is infiltration, not invasion, Q. So that's Q pointing out that QAnon is a major, major threat to the mainstream narrative. And that's why they're expending so much effort to try to stop it or slow it down, because they can't stop it.
So taking you for an example, you have it on your shirt, it's in your logo, it's in all of your marketing material. What's going to happen for people? Yours is more prominent than ours. Ours is just more or less in a description. How are they going to, is it just going to be anybody and everybody that has the word QAnon in their posts? Are they targeting people more from your point of view where it's actually like in a logo, it's more prominent? How and where is this happening? And what are you personally going to do, just out of curiosity? How, you know, for your own logo, your own business?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that, because this brings us to two important topics related to Google and Twitter. So Twitter was hacked just a week or so ago. And when they were hacked, there were screenshots shared of the back end, the dashboard of the administrators at Twitter. And it showed that these administrators at Twitter have blacklisted certain accounts. So for example, if I post about QAnon a lot, then they can blacklist my account and they can limit it so that people can't share my content, can't see my content, or they can suspend my account easily because it's been marked. Mm-hmm. So that's how they do it. And this was interesting is that the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, said under oath to Congress that he does not blacklist accounts. And recently, Google's CEO also went under oath to Congress and said that they don't blacklist accounts, but they just got caught because a whole bunch of conservative sites disappeared on Google for a couple of hours or days. I don't know how long it was, but they're like, okay, if you don't blacklist sites, then how did all of these conservative sites all disappear at the same time? It's because they do. So both of these CEOs, both of these major, major tech companies have been caught lying under oath. So that makes them personally legally liable, and it makes their companies legally liable. So that's, to answer your question, that's how they do it. That's how they're going to continue to do it. I'm just going to keep on doing my thing until they deplatform me. When they deplatform me, I'm going to go somewhere else like Gab or Parler. I'm just going to keep on doing what I do because you can't stop free speech. People are going to speak freely. The reason why they can't stop Q is because he posts on an anonymous messaging board that no company controls. Mm. So it's just going to keep on rolling and people are just going to keep on waking up. It's just a matter of time.
The companies that have been caught, Twitter and Google, are they going to have any ramifications? They've been caught lying. Now, is it just all going to get swept under the carpet again? Or is something going to happen? Is the hammer going to come down?
According to Q, these big tech social media giants are going to be regulated, and some of them are going to collapse under the weight of their own crimes. So some of them will cease to exist because of how many crimes they've committed, according to Q. And the rest of them will be regulated by the government. So because what's happening right now is they're saying, hey, we're a private company. We can ban whoever we want, whenever we want to do it. But the reality is they're more of like a telephone company. It's like, imagine you're in the 1980s, you make a phone call and you said something that the telephone company didn't like. So they kicked you off the whole telephone company. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing that's happening today. You know, if you mentioned QAnon in the 1980s on your phone company can't kick you off the line. That's freedom of speech. It's a constitutional right. But that's exactly what they're doing today.
So Facebook apparently is next, meaning that they're in line to be able to do this, start pulling these accounts that are QAnon. So apparently they're going through that method now. So do you think it's going to be looked at, Sean, from a case by case basis with these big tech, or is it going to be like a blanket law that says, okay, here you go, you are now all falling under this kind of law guidelines kind of thing?
Well, I think that there are going to be a lot of lawsuits. So there are going to be a lot of case by case basis of people like me who have been demonetized and shadow banned on various platforms. I could join a class action lawsuit or file an individual lawsuit, and then I would be able to collect money if the tech company is found guilty. So I think that's going to happen, but I also think there are going to be some really just wide sweeping changes to the way we handle social media, because what's happened is these social media companies are spying on us, they're surveilling us, they're controlling us, and they're limiting our free speech.
Sean Hannity is coming under fire, and Tucker Carlson, what's happening and why is this going on?
Yeah, it's really interesting what's going on with Tucker Carlson, especially because he has had a house in Washington, D.C., and I believe it was a year or two ago, there were protesters who went and they tried to basically threaten his family. And so he ended up moving from the house in Washington, D.C. And now the New York Times is trying to post his address in Virginia, where his family, he has four kids. And basically it's just it's an obvious thing called doxing, where you basically give people personal information, and then basically without saying it, you're encouraging, it's implied that you're encouraging people to harass them. And so the reason why this is happening, the reason why conservative talking heads on Fox News like Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson are being attacked like so much right now, the heat has really turned up, is because these are the exact people who are going to be reporting on Spygate. Spygate, if you recall, Barack Obama and all the intelligence agencies under Barack Obama spied on Donald Trump when he was running for president and even after he became president. And this is a treasonous crime. They're trying to just interfere with our democratic elections, trying to undo a democratically elected president. And so there are a lot of crimes there, and no one has had any result from this investigation, because it hasn't concluded yet, but it's concluding now and it's going to be reported on. And so what the left is trying to do is attack the mouthpiece. Instead of attacking, attacking the message, they attack the messenger.
Right. Got it. Now, if they get convicted and proven that they did do this, or anybody in the Obama administration, is President Obama himself or Vice President, are they, because of the political office that they held, would they be exempt from any type of criminal liability because of the office that they held, and would it be more of a black stain against them, if you would, or could they actually be imprisoned or held accountable?
As the people on the left like to say all the time, no one is above the law, and that goes for everyone. So no, there's no exemption. Everyone has to be held by the same standard, and so if it's treason, then they have to suffer the consequences of treason.
Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, obviously they're both on Fox. They are the only two in all of that network that step up to the plate and try to get the truth out. Now, with Fox being, let's face it, they're part of the deep state. I mean, they're not exempt by any stretch of the imagination. My question is, why does Fox allow those two to do it, but no one else on Fox has the balls or the guts, or is it the ability to do it because of Fox is saying, well, okay, we're going to allow Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson.
It's the perception of balance, I think, right? What do you think?
Well, I think that those two have the most leverage because they have the highest ratings on TV and they have the highest following. So if they quit, then Fox loses money, then they lose a lot of audience. So basically Fox is stuck because they can't fire Tucker or Hannity because it would cause riots in the streets. It seriously would. People would be like, where are we supposed to get the truth anymore?
Yeah.
And they would freak out. And like they would move in droves to OANN. So I think that's why they keep them on. There are a couple other people who I think are doing a good job, like Laura Ingraham. But here's what it is. It's called controlled opposition. So it's better for the deep state to control the opposition rather than to control the message 100%. Like if they tried to control everything every journalist said on Fox, then people would just go to YouTube and they would go to OANN and they would go to Epoch Times and they would go to other sources. But instead, they allow people to have a 90% truth with 10% lies thrown in. And that gives the deep state much more power to control that opposition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they've done in every single thing. Like, look at all the politicians. Doesn't matter if it's left or right, Republican, Democrat, there have been deep state on both sides.
Yep,
Sean, what's going on with President Trump now? He's talking about using the mask, and now he's almost endorsing the mask. And also,
he actually
now,
had it on.
Yeah, and then he's promoting vaccines coming along the way. So is there anything for us to be aware of where that shift seems to have come from?
Right. Well, this is very personally upsetting for me. I'll just admit that, that I believe that it's a constitutional right for us to not wear a mask because it's our body and our choice, and because there's no scientific evidence that masks even work. If you look on the box of the mask, it says it doesn't prevent coronavirus. These cloth masks, they do absolutely nothing. So this is psychological torture at a grand scale, at a scale we've never seen before. So I don't take it lightly, that this whole thing with the mask. And also, vaccines don't have any safety or efficacy testing. And there has been no vaccine for an RNA type of virus like this. So it's completely, doesn't even make any sense to make a vaccine for coronavirus. And even if it did make sense, you wouldn't want to rush it to human trials right away. You'd want to test it on, other animals first,
like
or whatever.
3 months.
Yeah, so none of it makes sense. And the fact that Trump is saying he's for these things makes me think he's doing an art of war tactic.
That's what I was going to ask you, because everything he does is so calculated.
Right.
So there's got to
every
be
word
a
is
double,
calculated.
Every word,
like the
every
fact
movement.
That he used the word patriotic in that mask tweet when he said, people say that wearing a mask when you can't social distance is patriotic, and I'm patriotic. So now he's basically making the left believe in patriotism, which is a really funny game that he's playing. Mm-hmm. And he also said, we ask everybody. He did not say we demand everyone. He did not say it's mandatory. He said, we request, we ask everyone to wear a mask. And so if he's asking, then we can just politely refuse.
I know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not the law. It's not constitutional. But I think he's doing an art of war tactic where basically if he let the deep state be in charge of vaccines, they would put in a whole bunch of junk in the vaccines to try to kill us. But instead, he and the military are in charge of the vaccines. So he's controlling the entire vaccine narrative and everything about it. Same thing with the masks now that I think he's just choosing his battles, because what's more important? Is it getting rid of MS-13, which is the military arm of the deep state, or is it the whole thing with the masks? I just think it's way more important to get rid of all these MS-13 gangsters who could be turned on the American people at any time. And so that's been in the news, that we're making great strides. We're getting rid of hundreds and hundreds of these deep state killers.
So I just do want to get clarity on one thing you said, because I'm not sure how you meant by it. In the beginning, when we asked about the mask, and you said that you were troubled by it, did you mean that you were troubled by the thought of having to wear a mask, or you were troubled that you saw Trump wearing the mask?
Both. I like I said, I believe that this is psychological torture. So the fact that the entire country is being encouraged to isolate from each other, isolate from loved ones, to not be able to recognize each other's faces, to not shake hands and hug each other. This is very, very dehumanizing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at a scale that we haven't seen, you know, ever in the United States, but we have seen it in things like communist China and stuff like that. So the fact it's happening in the US is very, very troubling to me. It's more than troubling. It is shocking. It's depressing. It's angering. I mean, it makes me want to revolt. But I'm not going to go there yet, because the election's only 100 days away or so.
I was
going
to ask you about that.
You know, let's complain about vaccines and masks after the election, because it's not going to be an issue. As soon as Trump gets elected, coronavirus is going to disappear, because it's not a real pandemic. It's just an excuse to try to get Trump to not get elected.
It's going to be like, you know, like anything in life. I mean, that people say it gets, you know, the storm. This is the storm before the calm.
The calm before the storm.
Well, this would be the storm before the calm, right?
Yeah.
Kind of thing
true.
Like that, almost.
It would be reversed.
You know, so kind of like that happening. Like right now, they're just giving, like, the whoever is left, whatever you want to call it, deep state. I mean, they're just got it. I would imagine they're just giving it all they've got right now, right?
There are people who just don't trust Trump in general. They don't trust powerful people. They don't trust billionaires. They don't trust people like Trump. And so for them, if he says vaccines, if he says masks, they're like, oh, just another deep state guy who wants to control us all. But I don't feel that way about Trump. And the reason why I don't is because of his long history of doing the right thing. When he was an informant against the mafia in the 1980s, when he was an informant against Jeffrey Epstein the first time he got arrested, when he was talking about Epstein Island, when he kicked Jeffrey Epstein off of his resort in Florida, you know, when he signed executive orders to block the property of human traffickers, when he's done more against human trafficking than any other president ever. I mean, he's doing the right thing. He's doing the right thing for humanity. And so I'm not going to give up on him over this issue. But after he gets reelected, and I know that he will, I'll be one of those people that protests for vaccine safety and that protests against wearing a mask if he keeps on going in that direction.
Do you think there's more support coming out financially for the small businesses? Is there going to be another push coming down the road for what's happening because of the most recent shutdown?
What I keep hearing is that we're all going to get direct payments again, at least the same amount, if not more than we did before. and that there's going to be extensions of unemployment and extensions of all of these small business loans. Some of these loans are forgivable as long as you use these loans for your rent and for paying your employees, then you never have to pay the money back. So take advantage of it. You know, talk to your local bank, talk to an accountant.
The whole Trump and the mask thing, I was definitely disturbed by it. But now I'm looking at it thinking, you know what? Because of what we said, everything he says, everything he does is super calculated. So I'm not even slightly bit concerned. It's already left my mind. My question to you is, even with that happening, though, in the same week, he said the next 8 weeks are going to be amazing. The same week they had the mask on, he's also saying the next 8 weeks are going to be like something you've never seen ever in the history of the world.
What do you think he's referring to?
Yeah, why do you think that they're doing all these QAnon hit pieces, purging QAnon, you know, making all these attacks against Tucker and Hannity? Because Spygate's coming. What Q has pointed out time and time again is that there are going to be lots of things coming out. There's going to be stuff coming out against the media, people in the media who did bad things. They're acting as foreign agents, and that's illegal. There are things coming out against big tech. There are things coming out over Uranium One, over all kinds of different scandals. You know, the Clinton Foundation, Hillary Clinton, the Wiener laptop. But it all starts with Spygate, with this whole thing that there was a FISA court, that they were using a phony dossier, that the FBI and the CIA, they all just basically set it up. It was dirty cops who were spying on Trump. This is what's going to start the storm. To me, the storm is all of these things coming to a head, all of these investigations, indictments being unsealed, and it all starts with Spygate, and that's what's coming next, and it could be coming within the next 8 weeks, definitely coming before the election.
Do you think that with everything coming down right now and every, you know, all these attempts to be able to shut down people, do you feel like at some point before this all shakes down, I know we talked about class action lawsuits a bit here, do you think there's going to be like, if they do ban these people, do you think there's going to be a call to push them back in or bring their accounts back to whole actively, like pretty much immediately? Like, is someone going to immediately step in if they do that? Or is it going to be just a raw, pretty much drawn out
process? I think it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. We're talking about they're probably going to kick the president of the United States off of Twitter. That's what QAnon has said, is that when, you know, when this happens, you'll know they'll just shut down. They'll shut down the internet. They'll shut down social media for everybody, because that's how much they don't want this information to get out there. And so, especially the stuff that has to do with Ghislaine Maxwell and the sex trafficking and stuff, that is all, that's something, it doesn't matter if you're left or right, you sympathize with children and crimes against humanity. So when that information starts going out and people start sharing it on social media, they will just shut down the whole site. They'll just shut down the whole internet.
And you think from every part of it. So, you know, it's fascinating.
And that's when Q says, if the deep state shuts down the site, shuts down the internet, it's okay. It's no problem. There are countermeasures in place. There's the emergency broadcast system that the president has immediate access to, every cell phone, every TV, every radio in the country. Mm-hmm. And the president will just issue a statement and say, hey, they're trying to stop this information to get out there, but this is your emergency broadcast, and this is all the information that you need to know.
And if he's all there is to watch, I'm sure everybody will watch him if he shuts down everything else,
well,
right?
Well, if Twitter shuts down Trump, seriously?
They're already editorializing. I mean, when he says a tweet, sometimes you'll get a warning label under it. Yeah. I mean, that's already, we're living in 1984. You know, this is really Orwellian to have like basically an entity controlling the speech of the president.
It's mind-boggling. Okay, so who the hell actually owns all of that? I mean, okay, yes, you have the deep state. I get all that. But who do they ultimately control, who pushing the button of whether the internet's on or the internet's off? Or is that the president and the NSA? Who ultimately...
It's really a very complicated web. You know, but you see, there are certain systems that if something's down, then a lot of websites go down. There's something called Cloudflare, which went down a little bit just last week. And there were like a ridiculous percentage of the internet sites went down temporarily because of this one entity called Cloudflare that basically regulates security for websites. So that was how they got 8chan down, because Q was posting on 4chan and switched to 8chan, and then Q had to switch to a new platform because of the deep state bought Cloudflare, which was the security regulator for 8chan. And so the deep state gets its tentacles into these different companies and technologies. But it's not as easy as flipping a switch of a button. But you can imagine that the deep state, if they own all the shares of a social media giant, they, on the inside, they do have a button that they can switch off Facebook, they can switch off WhatsApp and Instagram and Twitter and all of these things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think like what you said, which makes the most sense, is let's not freak out until after the election.
Wait a sec. Right. I just thought about something else too, though. Would any of that be referring to the 2 weeks or 10 days of darkness that never really did happen, mate? But would that possibly be referring to something that could happen, which is what you're talking about, that just hasn't happened yet?
It's hard to say with QAnon, because Q doesn't say anything specifically. Q doesn't mention specific dates. And when he does mention dates, oftentimes they're to trick the deep state or to provide us with a delta, like a 1 year or a 2 year delta. So even when Q said 10 days darkness, he didn't spell darkness correctly. He spelled darn kess. And then if you search the word darn kess, you find a book on Amazon about child ritual abuse. And so a lot of people are wondering if 10 days darkness has to do with a 10-day government shutdown, if it has to do with electricity going out or not, does it have to do with the internet going down? But Q has stated Twitter kill, Facebook kill. So, you know, I'm not sure what that means, but it seems like it could mean that those sites will come down completely temporarily.
Twitter and Facebook. Wow. That is so crazy fascinating, man. And this is how we live in this time, right? Like we live in this time, which is still kind of exciting.
It is exciting. So when you feel depressed about this whole mask thing that we're being subjected to, you know, focus on the positive, which is that there are a lot of good guys out there, like everyone in the military. I mean, like 90-some% of the military are just good people like you and me. And so those are the people who have the most power in the world right now.
You know, and it's really pretty cool to just see this, I mean, frontline, all of us just getting all these people together, you know, sharing so much and just fighting the good fight together. Like this is like,
we have to,
digital warriors, soul warriors, whatever you want to call us all, but it's just like everybody just kind of banding together. I mean,
what we're doing right now, sharing this information in a decentralized way outside of the mainstream media, to me, it's the most effective thing you can do in this time that we're in. There, like you could try to go out on the streets and pass out flyers to people, but they would just think you're crazy. It's better to just share the information, and the people who resonate with it and who are ready for it, they'll be there on the internet. And
no signs. Don't put your feelings on a sign, everybody. We'll tune into these types of shows, right? So Sean, my brother, it's good to have you on with us, and thank you for the update. Can you let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, how they can support your message and keep you out there?
For those of you who just want to read the Q post, go to qmap.pub. That's the easiest way. You can search through all the posts. It'll take you maybe a day to read all the posts since 2017. But if you want to learn about QAnon from my perspective, you can read the free ebook at QAnonFAQ.com. I also have kind of a free online course. It's just 23-minute videos where I explain QAnon, and that's also for free at QAnonFAQ.com.
That's great. That's great. So we'll have the link here for you, everybody. So Sean, it's always good to have you, buddy. Thanks so much for
coming
out and putting yourself out there. So yeah. Wow. 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 Huh?
Yeah. It's crazy.
More stuff coming out.
Well, you know what?
What?
We must never forget.
What?
The best is yet to come.
Yes, it is.
And together we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you everybody for tuning in, and remember, tune in often, tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.